Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ozmade. It's Matty Gould and South Aussie singer-songwriter Dino Jack. He has got a brand new killer funky pop rock track that is sure to get you moving. You cannot keep still to this one. It has been written for that exact reason. It is called Can't Keep Still. And we're going to catch up with Dino right now. Dino, thanks so much for coming on.
Great to be here, Matthew. Thanks for having me on board.
Now, there's a few states at the moment in particular that can't dance at the moment. I hear that this is kind of what's inspired this track, mate.
It was crazy. In the thick of all the isolation stuff going on in the home studio recording this track, and then the news broke out that dancing was no longer allowed in venues. Crazy.
Did you think about getting Kevin Bacon on this one and doing an impromptu Footloose dance to it for you?
Love it. Love to see that.
Literally, we are living in Footloose at the moment. How are the restrictions going over there in SA?
Well, things are slowly creeping back in.
Yeah.
You know, people are getting out again, seeing live music again, which is awesome.
And you've done some awesome live stuff yourself, sharing stages with people from Bon Jovi. Tell us a little bit about how these came about. Like, Whitesnake is on the resume. Mate, there's some big names on here.
You know, I wish I knew how I got onto some of these shows, but just somehow it just kind of magically happens.
Yeah.
The stars align and things just come together.
What do you normally do when it comes to your live gigs? What do people expect when they're at a Dino Jag show?
It's feel good, get your ass up, get on the dance floor, get moving and lose yourself in the music.
And how are you finding it with the gigs at the moment, with the restrictions that have been throughout 2020? Did you have a bit planned for this year?
This year has been a non-event for gigs for me. You know, once everything broke out, I kind of lost every show for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about 2021, getting back on stage and starting to tour around the state.
Yeah, and have you put any of that into place at the moment? We've got any dates that we're tinkering around with, or we're just waiting for it to settle a bit more?
Yes, we're on that kind of knife's edge at the moment.
Aren't we?
Kind of talking to people and just seeing how things are unfolding interstate and getting a bit more confidence with all that.
And now, Dino, you've got a pretty unique style of singing with the vocals. Has this been the sort of genre that you've always kind of played and mixed around with your skills?
I've always been influenced by the soul funk crossover.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the American kind of soul singers and funk artists. So that's certainly in my DNA. That sort of comes through when I'm in my recordings and performances.
And with your voice and your singer-songwriting skills, you've been up for a few awards that you've taken out as well. What is the process for you when it comes to writing?
Again, it's one of those mysterious ventures, you know, like I think what happens is you have to step aside from yourself.
Sure.
And just become the channel and let whatever the muses come to visit on the day come through and see what they got to say.
And what else have you been up to throughout COVID? You've been keeping busy getting creative and writing stuff, or you're using it as a bit of a reflection time?
It's really been a great time to really reassess, you know, what's really important, what I'm contributing as an artist with my music, how I can engage with my supporters and reconnect with people that don't know much about my music and share that, you know, what I've got to offer with them. So it's certainly been a time to kind of reevaluate everything that I've been doing as an artist.
And have you been connecting with fans through your socials? Have you done any live stuff or got into this Zoom writing or calling at the moment?
You know, the crazy thing is I'm most probably one of the only artists that hasn't actually gone into live streaming. But what I did start doing was recording videos from home and sharing those videos with people and recording songs that, you know, I've never shared with anyone before. And Can't Keep Still was one of the songs that kind of came out of all that.
And that was just one that kind of you felt gauged with the people, so like, I'm going to single this.
Well, I started recording some songs, sharing videos, and then by the time I got to writing Can't Keep Still, it really felt like energetically we were ready to kind of start moving around again and just get the party started again, you know?
Yep.
And it seemed like a great time to invite my supporters if they want to join me for a music video as well.
Yeah, cool.
We actually got a music together for it where I got people to record themselves dancing to a bit of the song, and,
yes.
and it just kind of just went a bit crazy. If anyone wants to jump on board, check out the video. It's actually only available on Facebook at the moment. Just do a search for Dino Jag. If you want to download the track, you know, head over to iTunes or stream it on Spotify and all the other services that are happening around the world online.
Awesome, mate. Well, I'm sure the people are going to do that, especially after we play it right now. Dino Jag, really appreciate you spending some time here loving this funky brand new one you've got, Can't Keep Still. Can you do me the honours of introducing it?
Absolutely. Here we are with Can't Keep Still from Dino Jag. Enjoy.